WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Gail Kim. This is WWE Superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie.
And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
In this moment in time right now, this very second, I can truly say that I have the whole damn world in my head.
With your host,
they've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
And this is going to be simply glorious!
Welcome to the Rack Extra Total Divas, Season 6, Episode 11, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, after a long hiatus, we are back. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're going to fill you in on the mid-season debut of Total Divas. I am beyond excited.
I can't wait.
We had drama. We're seeing the recap between Dean and Renee with Eva Marie, Paige, Nikki, and Brie. We're getting a refresher on where we left off at the end of last season.
All the drama. It's going to be all the dramas.
It's all the dramas. And, you know, we get the recap of what was going on with Lana's wedding, including that Nikki was not cleared to return when she wanted to. Wait, is she wearing a jean cuff as a choker collar thing?
Who?
Nikki. And we're getting a recap of Paige's injury and what's up with her.
It's time for the quote. I look at that ring and see everything that I've overcome. That's home. That's where I belong. And I did not catch who it was for.
Nikki.
It went away too fast.
We're seeing the epic slow-mo shot of people going to Monday Night Raw.
I like the slow-mo shot of the ticket. Here's the ticket.
They're getting fancy.
And now they hand the ticket back.
We see Maurice. We see Renee.
We see the WWE logo. It's Monday Night Raw.
Hey, it's Shane! Oh, this is the draft.
Yeah, it's draft day. Or the draft week, I should say. But the episode's called draft day. We're introducing a new Raw general manager, Mickles Foley.
Who's no longer employed.
Timing.
We got a full circle.
Timing. And now the new SmackDown general manager is... The girls have no idea. Of course, it's Daniel Bryan.
Best GM ever. They're all excited and happy. It's Brian. Everybody's like, I want to go to SmackDown.
Can we go to SmackDown? Can we be with Brian? Can we be with Brian and Shane?
I think that's like the entire roster.
They didn't say that, but that's, you know, the impression we give. Brian's bitch SmackDown will be Raw. It's like, sometimes. Not in the ratings, but quality, yes.
Yeah, quality, yes. Oh my God, it's Summer Rae. It's a random Summer Rae.
And Nikki has, Natty has a confused look on her face.
I like how Natty's like, everything's about to change and she does the boo boogle. Mm-hmm. That's all.
But 2 weeks earlier. The sun rises. Birds fly.
Planes land. Trains arrive. We're in San Diego.
San Diego. And it's Nikki training.
And Brie training.
With Mark Shane, their trainer. Because Nikki is not cleared, she cannot be drafted. Brie wants to be a mother. Nikki doesn't, because she wants to be a wrestler. Being bad is very easy for Nikki, because she loves being a villain.
Well, I have to imagine it is a lot of fun.
All Nikki wants to do is wrestle.
I can't blame her.
No. Don't blame her at all. So it's Monday Night Raw again.
We see Trinity and John arriving. Natty. Hey, it's Cesaro. Wow, that was an incredible tuxedo by Mark Carano. Absolutely incredible.
We get more. It was blue. Blue pinstripe.
He's a SmackDown Live guy. It's Dana.
And Eva.
I love her hair. The makeup lady, I don't know what her name is, but I love her hair.
Eva wants to be drafted.
Hey, it's Paige.
Paige wants to catch a break with her injuries.
Do you think her relationship with Alberto isn't the best right now?
Yeah. Keep an eye on that.
Keep an eye on that. We can make comments, but we won't.
Oh, no. Just wait. More of the suit.
That is an epic level suit. Like, I really actually kind of like that.
Business is more important than personal lives. Is the Carano state.
Basically, the girls are complaining that they might get split up from their boyfriends / husbands.
Again, keep an eye on that.
She's wearing a cat shirt that says Thug Life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what to do with that. I love Renee Young so much.
Like,
no filter. None.
No pun intended?
No pun intended.
Renee's worried that she's going to be split up from Dean, and she may quit and take other job offers because, you know, if she's not going to be with her man, why would she be on the road?
It's a valid point. I mean, in her position, that makes sense.
Because around this time, there was a lot of talk about her, and a four-letter Disney company really thought about hiring her. Just saying.
And they probably still would if she left.
Mm-hmm.
Because she could be a wrestling correspondent for that four-letter Disney company.
Or anything in general.
Or anything in general. So it's like, her stock has risen tremendously, so it's like, if you're not going to have me with Dean, then why not have me with Dean?
Explore.
But then again, her schedule is also the most flexible, so it's like she could see him more if she really wanted to.
You know what's interesting? We're having this really touching Natty Nikki bonding moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything that went down on TV. It's amusing.
Maybe that's what led to it? I don't know, but it's really sweet that Natty's been kind of looking out for Nikki and taking care of her and all that other fun stuff.
Natty's like, we need to ease you back in very slow.
And now we're seeing Nikki get back in the ring. And they're going to spar! Hey, it's Billie Kay! She looks really kind of uncomfortable. She's like, why am I here?
Mm-hmm. Natty is sort of worried about attacking Nikki.
Billie's like, I'll do it. I'll totally do it. Let me at her. Like, you have to attack her because she has to be able to see it, you know?
Yeah.
Or they have to be able to see how her neck reacts.
Right.
And we're in Detroit at the Joe Luce Arena with Paige.
The results are in. There's a wellness program manager. WWE is her life. It would be one of the hardest things to deal with if it was taken away from her.
Well, alrighty, so as draft day fast approaches, the girls are worried about being split up from their significant others. And I can see that how that would be a valid concern, because I mean, it's like you're on two completely different schedules, which means you two would probably never see each other. And that would suck.
Mm-hmm.
That can definitely ruin, damage a relationship. I think in Renee and Dean's case, it's not as bad because Renee's schedule, she is not on the road as much, but she's also busy doing other things for the company.
She's busy, and for herself, she probably has other commitments and what have you. So it's like, it's difficult, especially, and it also puts that strain on the relationship if it doesn't have that solid foundation, if that makes sense, if you're worried about that solid foundation.
Well, I mean, for a lot of them, they're married. So the solid foundation is there. In Dean and Renee's case, it's different. Because Dean and Renee, they're together. Dean is obviously in love with her. He's very committed to her. But, you know, Dean, from everything I've understood about him, kind of can have a short attention span. And there would be a definite concern that, well, when he's out on that long, lonely road all by himself, things could happen. Because he's a little bit of a wild child. Let's just get that out there.
Yes, he is.
So, I think that's where Renee's concern is coming in. So, it's like, well, if you're going to split us up and you're not going to have us be on the same brand where we're going to get to see each other, then why am I going to work for you when I can go entertain other offers and go work somewhere else and still be able to see him? You know, it's just, I can see her point in that. It's like, you can find another cute, perky, bubbly blonde to take my job. You know, they have girls stacked up in NXT galore, so it's like, it's not that big of a deal for them, but for her, it's like, she wants to be with him.
And it's also now her workload is changing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of working Raw and SmackDown and whatever, it's now one less day. She's going to be assigned a brand and be a part of a brand. So it's like, you know, the concern is there. It's for all the good of the brand extension draft, there's concern among talent because they're now going to be in a different environment than they're not used to being involved.
Oh yeah, because I mean, it's like, there are certain people who like to travel together.
And there's still been, a lot of those people got split up. So it's like, you know, you have to adjust. As we're back in Detroit, we're awaiting the results. It's a little narrowing on one of the parts where your nerve will come out. Nothing actually is anything really different than what we saw in the MR before. Stick with physical therapy. and hopefully to everything takes care of itself. That was the doctor's result.
Hey, it's Tom Phillips. So, good news for Paige. She just needs physical therapy, which we're going to keep an eye on that one.
The user was like, we'll Skype, we'll FaceTime, we'll text, we'll whatever, all the time.
But for them, it's got to be a little similar because I think she was still down in NXT when he came up.
Yeah.
So they were together while she was still in NXT.
But he knows about how this draft works.
Yeah.
Or this brand-to-brand extension, not draft, because he was never drafted, but he knows how what happens about being part of a brand, so this is old news for him, and she's not thrilled with him right now.
No, because she doesn't think he's taking it seriously, and I can see her point. It's she's worried that they're never going to see each other. Oh, hey, it's the family of Eva Marie and Eva. It's been so long since we've seen her on the show, oh my god. Like, featured on the show.
I know.
Is her father wearing blush?
I don't know. They may have made him up for television. There's definitely something on his cheeks.
She sounds really bitter that she got sent back down to NXT.
I don't think it's sent back down to NXT. It's more that she hasn't even grown and wasn't even growing in NXT. And now she's tearing up as they're giving her encouragement and all this stuff. She looks weird in this video thing they're doing, the video interview.
Her nose looks different.
She's not used to being filmed. They don't usually film her from that side. I think that's part of it. I don't know. It's been a while since we've seen her, so maybe that's
part of it. Yeah, it's like, it's been so long since she's been featured on the show. It's like she looks different. We're back to Nikki working out.
Shayna Baszler. Oh, Jesus. Nikki, don't die.
Do you have a death wish or something?
So she's training with Shayna Baszler because they both have gone through similar type, you know, career-threatening injuries. Nat is like, I don't want to touch her neck. Not having to touch her neck. Nikki's like, touch my goddamn neck. She doesn't want to hurt Nikki.
I think that's a valid concern.
Nikki's like, she needs to push it. If she's going to come back, she has to push it to know where she's at. If she doesn't push it, then she won't know where she stands and if she can even do it. So it's like, she has to test it.
There's a difference between testing it and overdoing it.
But I don't think she's overdoing it. I don't think she's overdoing it at all. I think what is being asked of her, of Nikki, what Nikki is asking Natty is just doing some basic stuff where she lands and works over the neck. It's not like you're physically going to pound on the neck. It's, you do moves where she's landing flat straight on her back and neck, which is what she's going to have to do. Like a neck breaker, you're just doing a flat back bump and you're really not hitting your neck, but it's the whiplash effect.
Right.
So it's like,
no, it's, I agree with that.
So it's like, and I don't know, I've never been in the ring, yada, 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 but it's like, it's just one of those things where it's like, she's probably only asking for the basic, but Natty is scared from the friend level where it's like, she doesn't want to push it because she was there when she got out of the hospital, and she was there when, you know, she was in all this pain, and she doesn't want to be, it seems like Natty doesn't want to be the one to put her back in that pain.
Right.
So she's very cautious about it, because she'd rather see her continue on with her life, with a healthy life, rather than re-aggravating an injury and being the one to cause it. She doesn't want to cause her friend pain. So if that's the case, you find someone else to train with you. At this stage,
yeah,
of the game.
And you get one of the other girls to do it, because it's like, but well, here's the thing. I can see Natty's point. You know, you can say Nikki's fine, Nikki's fine, Nikki's fine, but as we've seen, you could take a move right and get re-injured. You know, Natty's experienced that firsthand with her husband.
And I think that's part of it.
And that's probably part of it, is it's like TJ was fine, and then he took him one move, one bump, and he broke his neck, and he almost, you know, he could have died from it. So it's like, I think that's Natty's very real concern, is that I don't want to be responsible for breaking your neck. I don't want to be the one responsible for re-injuring you and putting you back in the hospital, forcing you to have to, you know, fix everything again. And that's even if you're okay. Because it's like, you know, it's an injured spot, it's a weak point. You don't want to, it's like you need to test it, but you don't want to test it too much. And again, she doesn't want to be responsible for hurting her. And she really doesn't want that.
I think that's what it boils down to. She doesn't want to be the one to cause her friend pain at this stage of the game. She doesn't want to be the one to cause the setback, which is great, which is good to have as the friend, but it's like, maybe at some point you need to sort of push the limits. Anyway, we're back. It's draft day. Worcester, Massachusetts. We see slow motion of the set being put together. I remember this day. This day was a lot of fun.
We see everybody arriving.
Slow motion of people walking and getting their hair and makeup done. Smoke filling the arena. Now selfies. With Miz and Maurice taking a selfie, Natty arriving.
That eggplant suit is everything. I'm kind of digging Mark Carano's style, not gonna lie.
Back to Miz and Maurice taking selfies. Lana being interviewed. More selfies with Miz and Maurice.
Miz being Miz.
Mm-hmm.
She keeps trying to pull her shorts down.
So Renee was told where she was going in advance.
Well, that's good. That's positive.
Probably meaning hours before.
Probably, yeah.
Hey, you're working Tuesdays. Okay, cool. So, transitioning, you know, we're in a different landscape with Nikki training, as everyone else is getting ready for the draft. She's training.
Makes sense.
So it's like, and the reason Nikki was using Natty is because she trusts her, and, you know, that's smart. So we're seeing her go through the workout, typical NXT Performance Center workout. And now we transition back to Worcester, Massachusetts. There's Sasha and Mick and more selfies.
There's all the girls. They're all dressed and ready. There's the club behind them.
Paige is hoping to be drafted with Alberto, but they don't know.
I'm trying to spot a Wyatt right now.
There's a John Cena. Slow motion running. More slow motion some tickets.
And they're getting really arty with this.
Uh-huh. And more fast-paced pyro.
There's Shane and Brian, Stephanie and Mick. Hey, it's Mauro Ranallo.
So at this point, a few people have probably been drafted already. Christina's wrestling. There's Summer Rae. And
there's Xavier Woods.
All right, time for the draft.
You could do it if you had to.
And the first pick is for SmackDown Live. Or not.
Oh, there's Bray. I think or that was Rusev. I can't tell.
I did not see a Bray Wyatt.
I think he's like off in the corner.
Maybe.
I don't know. He's like, the cameras are there. So he's like, where do I stand? Where do I stand? Where do I stand?
Where do I hide from this camera? So, anyway, back to the whole Nikki and Natty thing. She revealed that she chose Natty because that she trusts her, and that makes sense. And, you know, with Natty's pedigree coming from the Hart Dungeon, where the goal is to never injure an opponent, says Bret Hart, who never injured an opponent, it's one of those things you trust that family to do you right. And since they're really, really good friends, it's no surprise Nikki chose Natty to be in that spot.
No, it's a trust factor. It's okay, you know, you're not going to screw me over. You're not going to try to hurt me. You're not going to try to do anything. I trust you to do this with me. But, and I will admit, Nikki's being really aggressive, like really super aggressive in rehabbing because she wants to come back. She's had her hopes dashed to be back by the draft. So now she's pushing it as hard as she can to get back.
But at the same time, she's not going too far because the doctor's right there making sure that doesn't happen. So it's sort of, the doctor is also trying to, the WWE doctor is trying to push it as well to that point.
Well, the doctor needs to see her do it. Like, that's the thing. As part of this is that they run her through a series of moves where the doctor has to see her take these to ensure that, yes, she's going to be okay to take them. Because if she can't take moves or she can't do certain things, they're not going to clear her. And the whole point is for Nikki to get cleared.
Right, so it's not like Nikki's doing anything stupid.
No, but again, I think there's a lot of things playing into Natty not being willing to do this. Part of it is, you know, she's seen TJ get hurt. She's gone through the process with Nikki. She doesn't want to be the one responsible for sending Nikki back if something happens. So it's like, okay, in that case, it's like, you know what? It's cool. I respect it. Go find me someone else that will do it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So they hear the commercial for Botch. Botch, it's like, okay. That's a thing? Okay.
That is completely a thing.
Anyway, we're back. There's a New Day. There's Goldust. Body.
I can't tell if the white trunks is Bo or not. I don't think so.
No, he was wearing a singlet at that point.
I think that's Bray. That might be one of the club. Give me my Wyatt! There's Dean.
And Dean's the first pick. And everyone in the back was like, Cena. And Dean's like, alright, cool.
And Renee's like, yeah!
He's staying on SmackDown. And they were all like, they're wrong. It was not Cena. Okay, that's skipping ahead in the draft a little bit. And there's Natty.
Everybody's getting their name called. They're super excited.
We're talking about being stressed over it, and we're making more picks. Rusev and Lana. And Natty and Lana have been split.
Natty's like, yes!
Natty is her mentor, and
okay, but who do you want to stay with? Your husband or your work wife?
Miz, like, you could have a little bit more excitement.
He says no.
Miz playing it up. Rusev's like, we're all gonna get split up.
And she's like, stop it! There's Jericho.
They're now going over their schedule. Are the Usos.
One day a week. That sucks.
John Cena's going to SmackDown. He's a fourth round pick. He gets a small signing bonus. It's like dodgeball, kickball, whatever Summer said. Like the last ones to be picked. Neva's just sitting there.
Becky!
As the room is thinning out of people who have been drafted, except for AJ, who's just sitting there.
He's going to stay with his buddies.
Del Rio's going to SmackDown. Paige now says she needs to be part of SmackDown. The Usos are going to SmackDown. Now we're on the post-show.
That is Bray! Bray was behind the Usos!
There's Foley's kid. Naomi's like, I thought I won already. And they're like, no, you didn't. The girl's like, they're dragging this out. And here's the end of the roster just sitting here waiting. And Naomi's going to SmackDown.
Yay! They're not split up.
Now her wearing is done. They're going to be together. And Eva's just sitting there waiting patiently. Paige. And her reaction is the effort.
Somebody's not happy.
Paige is not happy. So, Where do you want to start?
Oh, well. All that worrying for nothing. All that worrying for nothing. Everybody's like, oh my god, we're gonna get split up, we're gonna get split up. And everybody but, like, Paige gets split up, or stays together, and Paige and Del Rio get split up.
So, people are now aware this is what WWE actually does to its talent. It doesn't tell them.
Yeah.
They don't tell them where they're going on these draft shows.
Well, it's to prevent leaks.
Like, the only one who knew where he was going was probably John Cena. That's it. John and Brock, that's it.
John and Brock? Yeah. Maybe Styles?
No.
Maybe?
No, because John dictates his schedule, his own schedule, because of, you know, his new part-time schedule, so it's like, and he was, they were splitting him and Roman up. So once Cena knew where he was going, Roman knew where he was going. But beyond that, no one knew. That's sort of how this game goes. Because they don't want people leaking it out, you know, where someone, like even the writers don't even. It's like Vince has this master list, and then he gives it out when the time is needed.
But that makes sense, because then that way it doesn't, you know, they're trying to prevent leaks. They're trying to prevent people from, you know, basically saying, okay, well, here's the draft list before the show ever airs, because then there's no reason to watch the show. So, and, you know, WWE is notorious for having leaks, so it's like you don't say anything, because it's like, one, well, anybody could leak the list, and two, some wrestlers, you know, some wrestlers not going to be able to hold it in, and they're really like, yeah, baby, I'm going to X show! Like, 2 hours before the draft. And then everybody's going to be like, damn it. Because you know somebody would do that.
Yeah.
You know it. So it's like, okay, alright, that makes sense, kind of.
It makes complete sense.
But in the meantime, it's like, they're all stressing, especially the couples, because, you know, you're sitting there going, with this insane schedule, okay, well, I'm going to see you one day a week. That's it. One day a week. For the majority of the year. That is hard on a relationship. That is excessively hard on a relationship.
Yeah.
Because what do you do when you decide you want to have a family?
Right, exactly.
So it's like, that's like levels of awkwardness that just, yeah. So I can see why they would all be stressing and upset, because it's like, well, you don't want that. But WWE, obviously being cognizant of that, tried to keep as many people together as they could.
But they can't keep everybody together.
Yeah, they can't keep everybody together. It's like couples who are definitely paired, like Miz and Maryse, Rusev and Lana, they are going to be kept together.
And especially couples who have been together more than 2 months.
Yeah. Well, it's like they're trying to keep the married couples or the people that are, like, going to be married. There's Bray, kneeling down backstage. I don't know what he's doing, but I'm a little worried about him.
And Nia Jax is coming to Raw. I wouldn't be surprised if Nia ends up on Total Divas at some point.
I would actually be okay with that.
He was already now resigned to not being drafted. Now I thought, I thought you were saying you were drafted. It's like, no, I am drafted, yeah. I'm still sitting here. And Eva gets drafted. She thought she was going to Raw.
That's awkward.
She legit thought she was going to Raw.
That's awkward.
They're like, you gotta read, girl.
Hey, there's Kane! It's a wild Kane in the background!
All Lana's friends are split away from her. Lana doesn't want to make new friends. Rusev's like, I'll be your people. She's gonna slam her head into a trunk.
She is not happy about being split up from Del Rio.
No, she's not.
Now we're back at the Performance Center with Nikki.
Now Nikki is concerned over things Natty said, and it's affecting her.
She's doubting herself.
So who do you call? You call Brie. Nikki's like, does no one want to work with me? Because they don't want to break my neck again? She needs a support system, is basically what she's telling her sister.
Well, if you need a support system, find your support system, you know?
Well, she figured it was going to be Natty. You know, one of her best friends. So now she may have to think twice about that.
I think Natty wants to support her, but I think Natty wants to support her in other ways. And it's something of, Natty may need a little bit of coaxing to get through it, basically, where it's like, okay, well, I'm going to be fine, and I need you to do this. Please, just do this for me.
Mm-hmm.
And if something does happen, it's not on you.
I'll have you sign a hold harmless agreement so we can have our match of us. Oh, wait. All right, wrong story.
Long story.
So, anyway, Paige and Del Rio.
I think there was just in terms of the draft, I think there really was an effort made to keep as many people together as they possibly could. But at some point, it's like you do have to balance the rosters, and it's like, okay, well, you have to kind of look at this from WWE's perspective. Del Rio is married by this point. Well, still married.
Or separated, whatever you want to call it.
Or separated, but he's not divorced yet.
And they've been dating for 2 months.
You know, they're looking at it as he's in his late 30s, she's in her early to mid-20s. They're looking at this going, danger, danger, Will Robinson. This is a bad situation, and they're trying to get her out of it. Basically, it's like, okay, well, we'll just split them up, and we'll see where this goes. And then I'm sure that's not actually the intent, but that was probably, they viewed it as, this is trouble. This is problematic. This could go really, really badly if we don't take care of this. So they tried to take care of it. It's like the married couples, the committed couples, people that they know are together that aren't going to be a problem, those people pretty much were kept together. They didn't split up any tag teams. They didn't split up. You know, they really did make that concerted effort. But, you know, in some other cases, it's like if they saw a problem, they corrected it with the draft.
Right. And the only couple that really got split up, and it was Cass and Carmella. But they were already split up.
Yeah. She got called up from NXT and they moved her to SmackDown.
And he was on Raw.
So I think there wasn't much they could do about that, you know, or that they were willing to do about that, because it's like, well, they're already apart.
And they broke that act up, so it's like, they want to keep that act separate, and if they're going to do anything with Carmella, she has to be on a different brand, and that's sort of the name of the game.
Now, who's to say that in the Superstar Shakeup, she could go to Raw?
She could. She totally could.
And that might be something that they promised, okay, well, you know, you just got to deal with it for a little while, and then we're going to bring you guys back together. And Bree's come to town.
So they're here to talk about Nicole.
Basically, Nikki's missed the camaraderie as well as the ring.
Natty takes injuries very seriously.
Basically, Bree's giving Natty a pep talk. She's like, because Bree's like, I can't be there. I can't do what Nikki wants me to do.
Because she's no longer on the road.
So now they're talking up Nikki's comeback. They're saying every single one of us has one in us. They're cheering themselves on. They're giving themselves that pep talk. It's, we're going to do this for Nikki, and because we're awesome.
Time for a new Monday Night Raw.
This nachos looked amazing.
Lana's like, this is super weird. Lana goes in and says, so when can I go to NXT to, you know, train again?
And Chrono's like, not for a while.
The temporary new Raw set, where they took out the old pay-per-view sets and used them for SmackDown Raw just to get by for a few weeks.
Yeah, that's a cute dress.
Lana doesn't want to deal with any pages crap.
Smart girl.
Nia's like, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm just gonna walk away from you now.
Nia's like, this is awkward. This is so awkward.
Lana is so lost without people.
Go find your husband.
Lana.
You have a husband. That's what he's there for.
All Lana wants to do is make friends.
And we're at SmackDown in Nashville.
Nikki's doing a photo shoot. She's worried about keeping her boobs even.
It's amazing. I like the bicycle helmet as a safety thing. That's
Natty's now apologizing for ever putting it down in her head.
So, Lana, go make friends, okay? Or go find your husband. One or the other. Up to you.
What she needs to do is bring a batch of cookies and say, will you be my friend?
Although, I really kind of like how she's like, I'm not dealing with Paige's crap. I'm just not doing that. That is the smartest woman in the locker room right there. Honestly. No offense to Paige. No offense to Paige whatsoever, but she's like, yeah, so, you know, we get along, and then she blows up, and then I don't want to deal with it, and then we get along again. So, kind of can appreciate Lana in that sense, because she's like, I don't have time for this. Whereas everybody else kind of gets embroiled in it and entangled in it. Lana's like, nope, I got drama on my own, okay?
I need to make a friend.
I'm planning a wedding. I'm planning two weddings. I don't have time for this, and I have no friends.
As we're now back from break, we're back with Natty and Nikki talking, and they're crying and hugging and all that emotional crap. This is a friendship in front of our eyes.
It's beautiful.
Shed a tear. As Natty is legit shedding tears.
Well, I mean, it shows that Natty really does care.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Because again, it's, as she said, it's personal for her because she's going through this at home with TJ, where TJ's probably not going to have the comeback that Nikki's going to have, so Natty doesn't want to ruin it for Nikki. It's a lot of ends.
We're seeing highlights of Natty, or Nikki, rather. With her sister and all her journey. I like how they show a shot of the ring and some red ropes, and that's,
you know, like you do. We're in Little Rock.
Paige is having a mental breakdown. You heard that?
They broke up. This is why you don't get people's name tattooed on.
So Paige talks about everything that's gone on. She was ready to settle down, and because of the split. And the closing shot is a close-up of Del Rio on the truck. Now we're seeing the upcoming highlights from the season.
Oh, this is going to get interesting, y'all. So Paige and Del Rio broke up. That's interesting. More to come on that. We're going to keep an eye on that because this is, we're seeing the start of everything that happened with Paige over the summer in terms of her, you know, missing events, in terms of her missing drug tests, all this different things. Because as we saw on this episode, they told her straight up after two MRIs, you do not need surgery, we're going to do physical therapy. And she was super excited because, yay, I don't need physical therapy. And she went from, I don't want surgery, to, I need to have surgery. I need to be out for this amount of time. And cursing at WWE and blaming WWE essentially for not taking care of her like she should be. Her family got involved. It's this huge mess. But we're now starting to see the start of that and what's coming.
It's going to be interesting.
Oh, this is going to be fun. I just hope Paige can get it all straightened out. Because she's a sweet person. She doesn't really deserve to be in pain like that. But, I mean, it's like, I kind of like Alicia's point where she's like, you guys really weren't together that long. But if you know, you know, so.
Like, Paige's point is like, I was thinking about being, you know, a stepmom and and stuff like that.
That's fair.
Very interesting stuff.
Very, very interesting stuff. You know, as for Natty and Nikki, they kiss and make up, everything's good there, and we move on from the draft because everybody's happy.
Sort of.
Sort of.
It'll be an interesting second half to season 6.
Yes. A very interesting half of season 6, but I say that does it for season 6, episode 11. What do you think?
Yeah.
So, this has been the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay. We will be back next week with episode 12 of Total Divas. You don't want to miss it. Till then, bye! Everybody's getting naughty. Going down. Going down. Going down. Down. Ahora que el party se prendió, I need a hot girl. Quiero sudar, quiero sentir, quiero tocarte. Y te acordarás de mí.
WildTalkRadio.com.